In the headlines at 7, more connected to Eskom fraud, and Australia's Prime Minister sorry for going on a holiday during the bushfires.
We met up with Sheila at the golf course at Little Warmer Golf Course yesterday. That, and we take a look back at 2019's biggest sporting achievements. That and more for you at 7:30.
Good morning. The NPA says more people have been implicated in the Eskom fraud case. Yesterday, Eskom's former senior managers, Abraham Masango and Franz Lahudi, together with two business directors, Antonio Jose Trinidadi and Hudson Khomewesana, appeared in the Johannesburg Regional Court. They face charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering involving 745 million rand and were granted 300,000 rand bail each. They will be back in court in May of next year. The High Court in Pretoria have reserved judgment in the DA's urgent application to halt the removal of Tshwane Executive Mayor Stevens Mogalapa and Speaker Katlego Matebe. This after all parties' legal representatives concluded their arguments. ANC Regional Chairperson Khosi Maepa.
The Democratic Alliance made two applications with two different people. In urgent court, you can't change the deponent of the affidavit. The affidavit was changed. Ms. Chrisanne Bosch says that she was in council. Mr. Van Dieffer, the second deponent of the DA, says Mrs. Bosch was not in the council chamber. So we have proved that point. We have given it to the court that now the founding affidavit is hearsay.
Communications Minister Stella Ndebeni-Abraham says she's confident that the situation at the SABC will improve. She says government is so far satisfied with how the SABC is spending the 2.1 billion rand it transferred to the public broadcaster. Ndebeni-Abraham says they'll meet with the SABC early in the new year to discuss the release of the remaining 1.1 billion rand of the bailouts.
We are confident that SABC will come back to us and saying we no longer require government funding, because when we approved the turnaround strategy, it was a good plan that did not only give us insight to what is happening today, but to the kind of the future broadcaster that we must envisage for SABC, which is why, as government and parliament, we'll be doing everything to support where we are supposed to play our role.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised for going on holiday in Hawaii this week while the nation's bushfire crisis worsened. Crews are battling over 100 fires amid a heat wave which has produced the nation's two hottest day on record. The BBC's Phil Mercer has the story.
I think a lot of people in Australia were quite concerned that Scott Morrison went away on holiday, and there was so much secrecy surrounding his family trip to Hawaii. Mr. Morrison has said that he regrets any offence that has been caused, especially in light of the deaths of two firefighters in New South Wales. That really has prompted a rethink of the Prime Minister's plans.